This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and what an eventful show it already has been. Remember, if you miss a single part of the show, shut up, Chris, I didn't bump the microphone. That was my knee bumping the table. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Peter Navarro got out of prison like 5 minutes ago. He's going to join us in about a half hour. One of the main political prisoners who's been in the news, although sadly we have many. We'll talk to Peter Navarro about that. We have other things going on. I don't have to make any major announcements anymore at this point in time because the major announcement was actually about my sunglasses. I do want to come back and, well, I want to do a couple different things. I don't have, hey, Chris, do you have the journalist Jesse thing there? Because I actually do have a couple things breaking that we probably should talk about. I'm just going to sit here until you play something, Chris. I'm not saying anything else.
It's journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Thank you, Chris. Obviously, we couldn't abandon that since it was put together by our legions of adoring fans. There are two bits of breaking news we need to talk about. The first is less important and less surprising. Bob Menendez, senator from New Jersey, is going to resign. This is not surprising at all. He's from New Jersey. He's a criminal. All New Jersey politicians are criminals, and they all end up in prison somehow, some way. And of course, he's just the latest. I think they have their own prison for just former politicians in New Jersey. So, sayonara, Bob Menendez. Goodbye. Too bad. So sad. See you later. The second bit of breaking news is, and this one is more and more relevant given the news of the day, Joe Biden has been diagnosed. The White House just put out a statement. Joe Biden has been diagnosed with COVID. He's been tested positive for COVID. Now, I know what you're sitting there thinking. Okay, who cares? Jesse, it's COVID. It's not a big deal. We're done pretending. Okay, stay with me. Stay with me. We're going to go through a couple different things that also happened in the last 24 hours. Adam Schiff. I know he's a weapons-grade dirtball. I get that. But Adam Schiff is a very, very powerful Democrat. Adam Schiff publicly called for Joe Biden to step down. Okay, well, that's Adam Schiff. But wait, there's more. Chuck Schumer, with the exception of Joe Biden and probably Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer is the most powerful Democrat in Washington, D.C. Chuck Schumer, behind closed doors, although, of course, it leaked immediately, told Joe Biden to his freaking face that he needs to step down. There's more. Just stay with me. Another thing in the last 24 hours, Joe Biden, you know how we've talked about this before. We don't have to go into it a lot because it's ugly and it's terrible and it's about more than politics. But people who suffer from Alzheimer's, dementia, they'll have these horrible bursts of anger. And usually it's directed at family members because that's who's surrounding you, caring for you, family and friends. They'll have these terrible bursts of anger. Well, Joe Biden is starting to have these more and more, only since he's not in a restful place surrounded by friends and family, he has them to other people. He screamed at Jason Crow. Jason Crow is a Democrat from Colorado, but he earned a Bronze Star. And this is what Joe Biden, he was on a phone call with these guys and got frustrated. He said, and I quote, "Tell me who did something that you've never done with your Bronze Star like my son." Now, I'm not even totally sure what that means, but there's no way to interpret that as anything but awful, uncomfortable, weird, wrong. And then, you know, I teased it, but let's just talk about it. You have another poll last 24 hours. 2/3 of Democrats want Biden to quit the presidential race. And you know how I already played my prediction. I'm not going to play it again. But you know how I said back in March of 2022, I said this. Of course, I'm going to play it again. What are you kidding?
I say, this is my theory. I say marching orders have gone out and they're officially sick and tired of Joe Biden. Go ahead and run down, fellas. He'll resign. You have medical reasons or something like that. They'll be.
Joe Biden, before he was diagnosed with COVID, Joe Biden just said in a TV interview this.
Is there anything that you would look to, you personally, not anybody else, not other pundits, not even perhaps family members, that you would look to say, if I sat, I will reevaluate?
If I had some medical condition that emerged, if the doctors came to me and said, you got this problem, that problem, but I made a serious mistake.
Oh, would you resign for any reason? Well, only if some medical thing happened to emerge. And 15 minutes later, White House is putting out a public statement that Joe Biden has the Rona. Now, am I saying he's stepping down now? No, maybe this won't be it. Maybe he won't. But it sure is avalanching still on Joe. And I thought the avalanche would slow down or stop in the wake of the Trump assassination. I thought there was a chance that it took people's eyes off of it, that more likely Democrats would kind of be more resigned. Well, okay, we're definitely not going to win now. Tough to beat the guy who they just tried to kill. So I thought maybe that would be the case, but calls for Joe Biden to leave have only intensified. I just don't see how he survives it, politically. I don't see how he survives it. And on a more, you know, personal level, he's not going to survive another 4 years. It's just not in this shape, not in this condition. He should be resting, should be receiving care. So there, that was a lot of breaking news, but I told you it was going to be a lot. Also, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's do a couple emails here because I'm way behind and we have a bunch of other things I want to get to. Jesse, I can't help but feel like the people who are complaining about the different speakers at the convention are one of the reasons we always lose. Both of the speakers people are mad about have huge followings with lots of influence to change minds. Tulsi was talking about grabbing your guns 2 seconds ago, and most Republicans love her now. Welcome new people in. They don't have to be in charge of anything, but are extremely useful, especially in the condition our country's in. I'd rather deal with Amber Rose than have my kid murdered or raped by an illegal. The people complaining are unserious about winning. Now, that's a very, very fair email, and it's not necessarily one that I disagree with, but it's not necessarily one I agree with either. You say people who are complaining don't care about winning. I'm going to come back to something we've been talking about the nursery rhyme conservatism thing. It's not that the people who have complaints about this platform person or this issue or this lady speaking or this guy speaking, it's not that they don't care about winning. It's not that at all. It's that we have been trained and taught for decades. We are all a product of our upbringing, of our environment, of the influences in our life. And the influences in our lives for decades have told us that Captain America is the one who wins the wars. The very polite guy with perfect teeth, no tattoos, and he doesn't cuss. He's never had a beer in his life. But that's not who wins wars. Rough men win wars. They cuss and they drink beer. And they say things you don't want your kids to hear. I understand the complaints, though, about the moral direction of the party. And in fact, someone has a big complaint about that, and I'm going to address that. We're going to talk about that again briefly in a moment before we get to the various other things. Before we do that, we should talk about the pain that you live with every day. That's not the real tragedy. Obviously, pain's no fun, and that sucks, but that's not the real tragedy. The real tragedy isn't that you live with pain every day. It's that you think you have to. Or you're trying to take things to mask it, things that are harming you, or you're not doing anything about it and you're just having a bad night's sleep. You're not as good at work. You're snapping at people. Your mood's bad. Why don't you just start with Relief Factor? 3 weeks of Relief Factor. Take it for 3 weeks. I have news for you. You're going to call and order more at the end of 3 weeks. It's all natural. It's drug-free. You take it every day. And it helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. You don't have to live with pain, that back pain, that neck pain, that muscle pain. Make a phone call, 1-800-4-RELIEF, or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. We have Peter Navarro coming up about 10 minutes from now. The dude just got out of friggin' prison. I wonder if he shanked anybody. I probably shouldn't ask him that. But either way, he just got out of prison. And we'll talk to Peter Navarro about 10 minutes from now. Also, remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, and iTunes. Let's do a couple more emails here because I'm way behind. And tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday, and I know I'm going to get way, way, way behind, so let's just do some of these. Lord of the Grill and Protector of Recipes, last night on your Tuesday show, you explained how times are changing and the political parties are realigning. The GOP feels like a line that's been faltering my whole life. This may be the inflection moment when the broken line can become a straight-up route. Does the Oracle have any wisdom to this matter? Is there a way to tactically retreat from an entire party? My values on abortion, spending, firearms are not even up for debate, much less a vote. Okay. Just to recap for anyone who may have missed it, we opened up last night talking about it. The GOP is changing. Democrats are changing. Parties change over time. And the changes are not always and will not always be to your liking or to my liking. It's not an accident. The GOP put out a new platform that has not a single word about pro-life in it. Not one word. They put out a platform that took away all the LGBTQ stuff in there. That stuff's been removed. That stuff was done. It was done on purpose. In fact, Eric Trump, Trump's son, was asked about it on the news. This was last night. This is what he said.
Republican platform, interestingly, has moved to the center on a couple of key issues. There's no, for the first time in 40 years, the Republican platform does not call for a federal abortion ban. It no longer defines marriage as between one man and one woman, but it doesn't. So is this a sign that your father is moving to the center in some ways or on some issues?
Yes, I think he's always been there on those issues, to tell you the truth. And I think that's reflective of who my father is and what he believes in. And I think that's reflective of my wife, Laura, who runs ARN. RNC and clearly what she believes in, and I'm proud of the party. I mean,
okay, so maybe that's music to your ears. Maybe that's despicable, disgusting to you. Maybe it's unacceptable to you. And you ask, where are you in all this? Can you just leave? Can you not leave? Well, I want to talk to you about this just directly, okay? You remember what I used to say during the primary, actually during every election, what I say to you about voting, who to vote for, who not to vote for? What have I said over and over and over again? I am always honest with you about voting for, about who you're voting for, about who I'm voting for, I should say. I've always been honest with you about who I'm voting for. I feel like I owe you that. You sit here and hear me run my mouth about politics 3 hours a day. And I've always been honest that the most important thing for you to do is care enough to get involved. I don't tell you who to vote for or who not to vote for, because your vote, we don't appreciate this enough. I don't appreciate this enough. Your vote, it is your political power. There is power in that vote. These politicians, the reason they say the things they say and do the things they do is they're trying to appeal to you. They're trying to earn that precious thing. Think of it like money, like a $100 bill. That's your $100 bill. You get to give it away to the one of your choosing. And when you give it away, it's gone in every election cycle, local, federal, whatever. So if that's the only political power you have, then you do with that hundred whatever is on your heart to do. But I will also say this. If you're upset that the GOP has set cultural issues aside, social issues aside, if that's one of those things that you find detestable, despicable, remember, you voted for this. Pause for a second. I'm not necessarily talking about you specifically. The people who decide the direction of the party, both the Democrat Party and the Republican Party, they're the people who choose to be the most involved. If social conservatives are upset with the new social direction of the GOP, I would just, you know, here's a little homework assignment. We've talked about it before. I don't need to give you the numbers again. Go look now at the percentage of voter participation among the evangelicals in the United States of America. And may I suggest getting a box of tissues ready, because the numbers are going to make you weep. We can't be above. I'm above all that. I don't do politics. I just want to turn the other cheek. What? Jesus wouldn't want me. It's too mean. I can't. It's not what Jesus would want. He was just a hippie, right? That was Jesus. And we don't get involved in elections. And then we wake up one day and we yell and scream when political parties don't reflect us anymore. Well, that's not how it works. Politicians only give a crap about the people who are voting. You want to go turn the other cheek in the pew? Go ahead. If you don't translate that to the ballot box, you will have no voice and no say in what the culture looks like going forward. That's a fact. That's a fact. And we hate that. But what we do is we wake up when terrible things happen after we sit around and sit around and sit around. We don't exercise and don't exercise and don't exercise and don't exercise. And then we have a heart attack at 50. And I'm not making fun of anyone for that, because I'm sure I'll have one before then. But then we have a heart attack at 50. And we wake up one day and we say, well, how did this happen? Well, it didn't happen that day. It happened all the days, the endless days leading up to that. That's when the heart attack happened. If you're unhappy with the direction of anything, the country, the party, your city, your state, your federal level, if you're unhappy with all of it, it didn't happen today. It didn't happen yesterday. It happened with all those elections we couldn't be bothered to vote for. Oh, what? Local elections? It's college football today. I can't be involved. It doesn't work that way. Either get off your butt and get involved or stop complaining. We don't participate enough in elections. Therefore, the people who do, they will be the ones who choose the direction of the party. You need to choose chalk. That's the choice you need to make. Everybody, men, women, young, old, you need to choose to become healthier, better. You understand that when your T levels drop, gentlemen, you understand that your mind doesn't work right anymore. You need testosterone for things like logical thinking, energy, mood. You down a lot now, every now and then? Down a lot? Man, it's kind of depressed without an explanation. When's the last time you got your numbers looked at? Go to chalk.com, chok.com. Endless supply of natural herbal supplements. You can call or text them if you have questions. And if you do, that's fine. They love those. 50CHOK, again, CHOQ, 50CHOK3000 is the number you call or text. Go get you some chalk. We'll be back with Peter Navarro.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than the championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we are back with the Jesse Kelly Show, and I am honored to speak to our next guest. He's a free man as of like 5 minutes ago. Joining me now, yeah. Peter Navarro. Everyone knows who Peter Navarro is. He wrote the book, The New MAGA Deal, and probably more importantly for our conversation today, a political prisoner who just now got out. Peter, look, I give you the floor. You're the one who just did 4 months unjustly in jail. You talk about what you want to talk about.
Well, I did write The New MAGA Deal, but what's important is it just came out this week on my birthday, Monday, and they wouldn't let me out of prison for my 75th birthday a day early. So it's so, but look, The New MAGA Deal itself is important because look at that. You viewers can't see it, but
they can
the listeners.
See it.
Okay, so check out who's on it. You got the president, myself, and a foreword by Steve Bannon, right? Steve and I went to prison. He's still there. I just got out. And now they're not just shooting figurative bullets at Trump, they're shooting literal bullets. It's like this is the world we live in. One of my taglines tonight in the speech is, I went to prison so you won't have to. I'm your wake-up call. And the way I set that up thematically is with the message that if we don't control our government will control us. And what happened, the way they got me into prison, is every branch of our government, all three branches of our government, participated. Democrat majority in the House holds me in contempt. Democrat Attorney General indicts and prosecutes me for a crime that never has been a crime before in this country. Democrat judge strips me of every single defense and throws me in jail with a D.C. jury that voted for Trump. I mean, this didn't happen in Communist China or Banana Republic. It happened right here in the United States. And this weaponization of our injustice system, I think, is an important wake-up call for the American people, because if it can happen to me, it can happen to you. You go to a school board meeting and speak up about reading, writing, arithmetic instead of some of this woke stuff they're doing. And the next thing you know, you got the FBI, which stands for Federal Bureau of Intimidation, knocking on your door. So I, you know, the new MAGA deal is going to be my way of carrying the message that what we stand for is Main Street. They're going to try to portray us as something else, but we're going to get this done. And I, you know, if I can be an important symbol, no matter how small, of why it's important to stand up for your Constitution and country and point out what they're doing to us, then maybe almost it was worth going.
We are joined, in case you're wondering who this is just now joining us, we are joined by Peter Navarro, of course, alumni of the Trump administration, author of the book, The New MAGA Deal, and more importantly, just got out of prison after 4 months. Peter, one of the stories you and I have talked before more than once on the air, one of the stories that I find so illuminating about how evil our bureaucracy has gotten is actually the circumstances around your arrest. Would you mind doing a little rewind? I'm sure you're not in love with reliving this, but would you mind recapping for us exactly how did they take down the dastardly Peter Navarro?
So I live, when I was in D.C., right across the street from the FBI. I was a field goal kicker in high school. I could literally kick a field goal and hit the FBI building. That's how close I am to that. So that fateful day, June 3rd, when they would take me, that's what they did. My beautiful fiance and I got in an Uber and went to Reagan Airport. We're going to go do the Mike Huckabee show, having the time of our lives. You know, the next thing we know, as we're boarding the plane, five armed FBI agents come in, surround me and my beautiful girl.
As you're boarding the plane.
As you're boarding the plane, put me in handcuffs, perp walk her off. And I wind up in leg irons. And it was one phone call. Hey, Peter, we got a indictment. Come surrender yourself. Sure, what time? You know, whatever. That's what they do. That's how they roll. And fast forward, it's like when I got convicted of this non-crime, just standing up for the Constitution, what Judge Ahmed Mehta, a Democrat, Obama appointee, should have done was release me pending appeal, because my case will go to the appeals court and I'm sure it will go to the Supreme Court. It's a landmark case on the Constitution. Does Congress have the authority to subpoena a senior presidential advisor? And the answer since the days of George Washington has always been no, because I'm an alter ego of the president. You can't subpoena the president, you can't subpoena me. And the reason why the Supreme Court has said that's important is because a president needs candor and confidentiality and communications with his advisors in order to make the best possible decisions for this country. Full stop.
Yep.
Full stop. And when Congress uses its subpoena power to drag me or the president or anybody in between that works in the White House to Congress, that shatters the separation of powers. So I will either win my appeal or the constitutional separation of powers will be shattered. What do you think is going to happen? That SOB, Ahmed Mehta, the judge, would not let me be released pending appeal. If I lost the appeal, fine, I go to prison. But so what happens if I win the appeal? I already did 4 months. What kind of justice is that? It's called irreparable harm. But let me just, while we're here, because I know time's going to be short, I see you've got the remarks of J.D. Vance. I want to tell you how good a choice I think J.D. Vance is for vice president. And the way I want to do is start with Kamala Harris. And the question I'm asking every reporter and host that I do you remember what's the only major task that Joe Biden gave Kamala Harris in her entire 4 years? The borders are. She goes down there, sticks her nose up in the air, smells that stench coming across the Rio Grande, turns tail, goes back to D.C., and millions of murderers, rapists, sex traffickers, drug cartels, Islamic terrorists, communist Chinese spies, and millions of illiterate illegal aliens coming to flood our labor markets and drive down the wages and steal the jobs of black, brown, and blue-collar Americans. Do you think if Donald John Trump had said to J.D. Vance, go down, you're my border guy now, that he would have come back and done that? No, he would have completed the mission like the good soldier he has been and like the MAGA guy he is who understands how important a secure border is to this country. J.D. Vance has Make America Great in his veins and in his DNA because he grew up suffering from what I was studying at 30,000 feet. Think about this. I've never met the man, but I consider myself one side of the same coin as his. I'm up at 30,000 feet in 2003, 2004, watching China steal all our jobs as they come into the WTO, wreck our country and our economy. I can't see him down there. He's a speck. But he's a speck with millions of Americans, his mother, his father, his friends, his colleagues, his community. And he felt the carnage at the front lines as I'm studying at 30,000 feet. And we both came to the same conclusion as Donald Trump did. It's like, defend our manufacturing base at all costs.
Peter, I am so glad you're a free man. I am sorry you had to go through it. I wish you the best. The book is the new MAGA deal. He's Peter Navarro. I have a lot of respect for you.
We do what we got to do.
I respect you very much. Man, just did 4 months in the clink. Completely unjustly. Wrap your mind around that. Not only did he live across the street from the FBI, he, just very similar to that pastor, Mark Houck, the pro-life pastor, Peter Navarro had his attorney tell the FBI, hey, if you're ever going to arrest me or whatever, just let me know and I'll come turn myself in peacefully. Instead, they said, no, don't bother, and waited till they could swarm him in front of everybody at the airport. Adding humiliation to everything else they do. Now, that is an evil organization, all right? All right, we still have a ton to get to. In fact, we're going to talk about a lot of these street animals and what they have do, what they have going on, what they've already done. We just saw a street animal try to kill Donald Trump. We're going to talk to Julio Rosas about that and some other things in just a moment. Before we do that, I want to talk to you about living life miserably, or at least in a war zone. That's an experience that most Americans have never known and will never know, and I'm glad for that, right? It's not as if I have any desire to have you live in a war zone of any kind, but people right now in Israel are. They are. It's a war every day. People are dying every day. People are going hungry. People are homeless. This is the reality on the ground. What IFCJ is doing, well, I mean, I don't have enough time to list all the things they're doing as far as providing medical care, shelter, firefighting equipment, bomb shelters, you name it, they're doing it. But what they ask from us is a pledge, just signing a pledge. You don't even have to come up with your own. If you go to supportifcj.org, you will see a pledge there for you to sign. And they're going to go turn it in over there saying, hey, we stand with you. Go sign it. supportifcj.org. We'll be back.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. And joining me now is my friend, fellow United States Marine, Julio Rosas. Julio, before we get into all the things you do, you and I were just having a discussion off air about formation. And you asked me if I was always at the front of the formation. And then we got cut off because we had to do this radio show. But I would like you to elaborate for everybody. What do you mean, front of the formation? Why would you assume such a thing about me?
Well, because it's what we call in the biz freakishly tall. That is a description we could use for you. And me being of Mexican descent, I am not. But the good news is, though, when I... Because I trained at Camp Pendleton for so we have
Like all Marines, real Marines.
We have the hills, right?
Of course.
But when I went to my reserve unit in Quantico, they all went to Parris Island, and so even though I was a bit on the short end for all the hikes, I was still at the front of the formation. And when they asked that, then I was like, "Well, because like I actually train on hills and stuff."
Just to let all the civilian types know, they generally put the taller people at the front of the formation, which seems almost unnecessarily cruel, but you understand how it works out in the end. The taller people with the longer legs have a bit of an easier time humping because the legs are longer. The shorter guys tend to, it's more difficult. Remember, Julio has to take twice as many steps as I do, but the toughest ones are always the shortest
for you
ones.
I think it's three.
It's not three. It's not three. Let's not exaggerate. All right, I want to talk about, first of all, you know, United States Marine, you have this great life, and now you do this street reporting where you're constantly throwing yourself into the most dangerous situations possible. Do you have some kind of like death fetish or something?
You know, I actually have been asked that, if I have a death wish. And to that I always say, no, I don't think so. But my mom would tell me that, you know, you need to probably work some things out. I'm like, hey, you know, look, it's funny because I am addicted to the adrenaline rush. In that way only, though, because I can't do roller coasters. I don't want to do skydiving or anything. And of course, people say, well, you get to go riots. Well, you should easily be able to do roller coasters. Like, well, okay, well, during riots, I'm not flying through the air at 100 miles per hour, about to be featured in the next Final Destination film.
I want to talk about the riots, because you were at all the George Floyd riots, the Antifa riots. You've been to more riots than I can count. My experience in attending these, which is much, much, much less than yours, I, as big of a jerk as I am, and I don't have to explain that to you, sometimes I come away feeling sorry for a lot of the people who are there because they are so twisted, mentally ill, whatever label you want to put on it, and just messed up beyond belief. Now, I'm not expecting you to feel a bunch of sympathy for someone chucking a Molotov cocktail with a Foot Locker, but do you understand what I'm saying? Is that ever hit you?
Yeah, I mean, you see it because they have this, obviously, this hatred that's coming from somewhere, and they blame the United States, they blame Trump. You know, there's a personal motivation. Just like me, obviously, I do right reporting for a job, but there's a personal motivation to it because I want to be out there. And it's the same thing for them, too. Like, they want to be out there because there's something that's pushing them. And, yeah, they have these radical ideologies that are filling this void that I think they're trying to figure out to make sense of the world, right? And if you're religious, you know, as I am, you understand that through a kind of a biblical worldview. But if you reject that and you're seeing the twisted world as it is, there's going to be a lot of radicalization that fills that void to come up with that reason for it.
Do you get the sense, I understand most of these people are masked at all times for obvious reasons, but do you ever get the sense that you're running into the same dirt ball in Seattle that you're running into in Chicago that you're running into in Kenosha? Do you get the sense that these people have frequent flyer cards?
You know, it is kind of hard, but I would say that it's not out of the possibility, because actually you brought up Kenosha and we're here in Wisconsin. Yeah. There was, I remember reading a story, there was a van that was stopped that was coming from Seattle or from the Washington State, that I believe, if I'm remembering the story correctly, it's been 4 years, but it was like an anarchist group that was making their way down to Kenosha, and police stopped them because they were filling up all these gas canisters. Cops would say, hey, what are you filling all these gas canisters for? So I think it does happen. It's not on a large scale. It's not like 1,000 people from one, but I would not be surprised if there is kind of, I mean, cause all you need is a squad, right? I mean, doesn't take a whole lot to get things going in certain places. So, just as much as I was able to travel to places in 2020, for example, I think some people were able to.
And you're Mexican, which is impressive. You're Mexican and you're short and you're still able to get around. I think that's awesome.
Well, I would say, no joke, being brown does help infiltrate.
Really? It
does, because they look at me and they just automatically assume, oh, he's on our side.
Well, clearly he's one of us.
Yeah, clearly he's not white. So, do I lean into it? Yeah, I kind of do. You know? But I gotta infiltrate them somehow. So,
Julio. Appreciate you as always, my brother.
Thanks.
Semper Fi,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Semper Fi.
All right. So we have an entire hour left. We have some updates, and I'm going to warn you, they actually somehow continue to get worse. The story gets worse about the attempted assassination of Trump. They had a closed-door meeting today, Secret Service, FBI. And there's one part of this that is, get your conspiracy hat on, because this story gets worse and worse and worse the more we know. We're going to talk about that. We have Jack Posobiec next hour, Navy SEAL on next hour, a bunch of stuff. But remember to get your questions for tomorrow emailed in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll be back.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.